Blog Talk Radio.
You know, where's the intro?
Hey, hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time. Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
All right, chilling. Janine, what's good, girl?
Oh, hello.
What's happening? All right.
What's up with the crickets?
Oh, we. That's me and Mr. Charlie. We're in the same room, so shit. All right, hold on, y'all. We got a little situation going. So, what's happening, people?
Shit, I can't call it. Another day, another 10 cent.
All right, we're finna try this again. All right, Charlie, can you hear us?
For sure. All
right.
Father Time, what's good?
What up, Duke?
What time is it? Mondago? Huh?
Showtime. Why you echoing? Y'all too close.
Because
spread out.
We too close to each other. Yeah, we got to spread out because we echoing. Nah.
Well, whatever I say needs to be heard. A couple
of times. All right. They can still hear you through me, so we good. They can hear you, whatever I'm saying. Whatever you saying, they can hear me, so we good. All right, what's going on, people? How we feeling tonight?
Shoot, I'm good.
I'm good.
Now, damn, y'all pausing like y'all don't want to talk. Nigga, you're looking like Hennessy tonight. Shit.
Yeah, I done had a point. I'm gonna have a point now.
All right, well, check this out. We're gonna jump this off, man. Now I'm gonna start this off with you, Janine. I'm gonna ask you this question. Now, Check this out. Your dude. Well, no, he's not even your dude. He's your ex dude. Your ex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. You know, y'all didn't break up on bad terms. Everything was cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't break up on bad terms. You know, whatever the situation was, y'all went y'all separate ways. Now,
Okay. Here's
the scenario. He give you a call, and he say, you know, what's happening? What you up to? You know, of course, you know, y'all regular conversation. Because, I mean, you know, it ain't nothing out the way. You're like, well, check this out. Now, I'll talk to my girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now this is the girl he'd have met after you. So he's like, all right, I'm talking to my girl, and, you know, she said we can have a threesome. So she told me to ask you.
Well, I mean, I would be flattered.
Really?
But would you do it?
Well, now that would depend. If I'm not with nobody, you know, I'll think about it. You know, I have to see how she look, and, you know, if we, you know, have a you know, some type of attraction and we hit it off, then I don't see why not. But if I'm with somebody, of course, you know, I'm not going to go off and go off with them.
Your answer is totally opposite of mine. Hell to the motherfucking no. You must be out your motherfucking mind to even call me
shit
like this.
Wait a minute, hold on. We broke up
on good terms. I could see if we broke up on bad terms. I couldn't stand that motherfucker, nothing like that. But, I mean, if we feel cool and we broke up on good terms, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I'm just saying, I can break up with my girl on bad terms. And she said she got another bitch. We back
on good terms.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We back on good terms.
I can't
after
do
that.
It.
But, all right, now, all right, Tom. So let me put the scenario to you, dog. Let's just say your ex call you. Your ex call you. Like, she, you know, like I said, y'all, same situation. Hey, y'all ain't broke up on bad terms or nothing like that. And she say, well,
you
know what?
You ain't got to finish, man. You ain't got to finish, dog. Hell to the motherfucking no. I wouldn't,
so you wouldn't even try.
I wouldn't even do it, man. I think she up to something. She on something. That's how I would think.
But
I wouldn't do it.
So you would turn down your threesome, your opportunity for your threesome.
Your sex life is boring.
You heard him, dog.
Huh?
Yeah. You say your sex life is boring.
Well, it is what it is, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't trust
you. So, I mean, you, okay, nah, dog. Okay, here's the scenario right here. That she you can convince your girl to do it. I'm with it. You wouldn't even like, okay, now think about this, dog. Then now here's the scenario. You got your ex and your current. Come on, dog. That's every man's fantasy.
It's not mine, dog. It's a reason she an ex, man.
I didn't say you have to keep her. But, I mean, what motherfucker wouldn't want to have their ex and their man at the same time?
Me? I wouldn't do it, man. Sure. I wouldn't do
you,
it.
So, okay, so now, hold on. All bullshit aside, even if she gave you the okay, even if your old lady said, okay, I'm down, you would still say no.
I wouldn't do it. Sure enough.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You the only motherfucker I know. Okay, why wouldn't you do it, man? Please, enlighten us.
She an ex. First of all, I would think you're up to something. You know, it's got to be some kind of ulterior motive. You know,
okay, but now
she wanna bust a nut. That's an ulterior motive.
There you go. There you go, Charlie. There you go, Charlie.
Oh,
that's an ulterior motive.
You know, you gonna be down
on that. All right, dog. Let's just play a game. Let's humor me with this. She come to your girl and she tell you. I mean, she tell your girl, nah, I'm not even on that. I mean, yeah, it wasn't nothing like that. I ain't trying to do no sneaky shit. I ain't trying to do this. I ain't trying to do that. Shit. I'm just trying to fulfill a fantasy. And your girl say, well, I'm game if you game. You still going to say no?
I'm going to look at her ass like sideways. Like, what the fuck do you mean?
Oh, my God.
What?
What is wrong with you, bro?
Ain't shit on me, man. I just wouldn't do it, man.
I knew you was always a different nigga.
That's a trust thing to me.
Hey, go on with that Michael Jackson shit, man.
I'm just saying, man.
I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't mad at you, man. But, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together, but that ain't the case in this scenario.
Nah, he's a strange bird. He's one of them strange birds.
Hey, he the prime example why your girl come on and be like, oh, my girl's is hoes, but I ain't.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, okay, you finally get it. You finally get it to a point where there's no discrepancy about it. You still ain't going?
I wouldn't do it, man.
Oh, man. What's wrong, man? You got a fever?
Ain't shit wrong, dog. I just wouldn't do it, man. I wouldn't try.
So you never had, I mean, I got a question for you. You never thought about two nice, beautiful women, one on your shaft and one on your nuts. Never had that coming?
Man, I've had a threesome, man.
Okay, you didn't like it.
It was with my girl and my ex.
Wait a minute, this is the same motherfucker that had a threesome with sisters. But he talking about nah.
I assume they did it wrong. They must have did it wrong. Because they scarred him for life. Because he don't want to do it no more.
Right? How you have a threesome with sisters, but this one is beyond you?
I wouldn't trust my ex, man.
Okay, so what do you think she's gonna do?
I have no idea. I wouldn't trust her.
But
if she wanna fuck you and your girl, only thing you can trust her to do is.
You said what? Now say that again, dog.
We ain't doing it. She ain't doing it, I'm not doing it. Now, if it was somebody else, that's different. But not my ex.
You might not do it, but she, you better watch out what she's talking about.
If she brought it to you and you don't want to participate, guess what? Somebody else will.
Yeah, all right.
That's one to grow on.
No, seriously, though, dog. I understand that you're saying you won't, but other than. You got to give me other reason other than, I mean, because if your girl trusts her, what you got to not trust her about?
Man, it's
what's
my
the worst
ex,
case?
Man.
Okay, so we're not talking. We're not talking about Angie. We're going to keep her out of it. We're just talking
matter.
In general, just random.
We hypothetically speaking right now.
Yeah, we just hypothetically.
Okay.
And
I'm saying this live and in color. Hell to the motherfucking no. I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Okay. Hypothetically or not, I wouldn't do it.
If there's any square ass bitches online, they're going to be looking for you. That's him. That's the man I've been looking for, huh? She's the man of some square ass bitch drink.
That's all right.
But it's all good, my nigga. I respect you for, you know what I mean, being 100 about your feelings and how you work with what you do. You see what I'm saying? But me, myself, though, my bitch gonna kill me. You got what? Oh, yeah, it could be your sister, your mom, your cousin, whatever. Oh, yeah, we finna get it in.
No. You said the ex.
You said your mama said I was cute. Yeah, tell your mama to come on in here. Huh? I'm going to suck your mama pussy like I suck yours and fuck her like I fuck you, huh? Oh, yeah, it's going to get real. But you said you ain't going out like that. You're going out like Mr. Charlie, huh?
Power to you, bro.
Charlie going to get it in.
I wish you all luck with that, bro.
I'm totally just baffled, man. I didn't think no man would ever turn that down.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it, man.
I'm fucked up behind this too, man. You know what I mean?
Especially
hearing it from a motherfucker that I know and grew up with, and like, man, like I don't know, man. I guess you happy at home. And if you happy at home, then I mean that would justify
your
house. But
here's my thing. What if that makes her even happier to do it?
Wow. You gotta say it now, Father.
She gonna be walking around sad as hell.
Damn. Hey, Father, it's time you need to lose that attitude, Father. Because if you don't,
maybe so, but right now,
if you don't lose
like
the
that,
attitude,
I'm sticking with it.
If your girl come at you like that, and you be like, no, guess what? She's still gonna do it, but you just ain't gonna be the nigga that do it with her.
It's a damn shame what happened to her.
Damn, you gonna kill a bitch? You gonna kill a bitch because you ain't want to fuck a bitch with her?
I don't have to worry about that.
My people is ill, man.
I thought this was just every man. I wouldn't even bother the topic up. I thought this was every man fantasy.
That is every man fantasy except his. Father Time, what's up, man? I thought you had at least one player bone in your body. Let me find out you ain't got none. Ain't nothing wrong with being a one-man woman, huh? Or whatever you want to put it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, I'm just saying, man. I mean, and I understand to a certain degree that, like, okay, I don't trust her. But that, I mean, like, if she coming to me, I mean, what, you think she's trying to turn your girl out?
I have no idea, man.
Hey.
I mean, y'all can change the scenario 1,000 times. We might as well move on because I ain't doing it.
No, we ain't going to move on because for one thing, for sure, two things for sure. You know what I mean? I might not trust a lot of my ex-bitches, but I trust them to bust a nut. And that's all it sounds like she want in that situation, in that scenario. So you ain't going to get that to her? Yeah, give her that nut. Give her that, huh? She might want to see you motherfucking skull fuck a bitch or hit a bitch from the back while the bitch suck up. You know what I mean? Get that to her. Get that to yourself.
So don't cheat yourself.
Right.
I mean, but with any threesome, you don't trust.
That's what I was working
anyway.
On the female to talk.
I mean, with any other bitch you fucking with, with any threesome, whether it's an ex or not, you don't trust the bitch no way. It's about getting fucked. It's about getting your the threesome on.
But the thing is, a lot of niggas been in threesomes and didn't know it. That nigga just left out the back door and he just came through the front. It's still a threesome. Yeah. I was the nigga leaving out the back door, though. You know what I mean? I was the nigga leaving out the back door. Yeah.
Well, check this out, dog. We gonna go to a song right quick. We gonna be right back, man.
It's just like moonshine. Hey, on your face. I mean, you'll be fluttering and whatnot. Next thing you know, you don't know how you got home. I mean, this shit is so damn serious, Playboy. I mean, this shit remind me of Bruno or something like that. You dig what I say? But anyway, I'm so tall. Look like my eyes been stitched together with stitches. Ho hopping around with these bitches to get your garbage dumped with crickets. But you know me, the life of the party, Slurricane Ethel. Too much of me and make you fight your folks and Dr. Jekyll. Like the other day, it goes too many swallows. Had them niggas acting bad at the club with them hollows. Having lip, dick problems, trying to get it up. Well, oh well, one cup of me, I had your shit on stale.
I wakes up in the morning and I'm separated. In the bag with my homies and I so hate it. Grenadine, he be tripping cause they don't respect him. That nigga rum, man, that nigga gets dumb. I can't wait until they mix me. I'm going in they mouth, down they throat, and to their kidneys. Hurricanes having motherfuckers seeing things. Courage juice, watch when I get loose.
Hurricane. But you can call me Slurricane, Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine, man. Hurricane.
tycoon shit. Shit, it's time to whip up another mix. Smop to the stove. Oh, it's 151. Got to catch Charlie before we close. Too many hoes at the studio that ain't lit. I like to bring out the freak and the nasty bitch. Studio tone, pop on that shit that Vinny wrote.
My crib got hot seats, wet and all. That hurricane ever ain't no joke. It'll make a player fall. Creepy eyes on a sticky rod. Puffle fool, straight check will make him think of Miller all. Nah, nah, hit a BD, can't be greedy, gotta stay strong. But if I get broken off in Zim, I can't go wrong. This trick juice, I have a fool on his face. What's in that bumpy face, shit with no fucking chase.
Hurricane, but you can call me.
Fucking Indo weed. Me and my niggas at the bar key. Walking through the joint, I'm stumble. They bumping the bumble. Face like I hate the taste, but now I'm humble. Whisper to a bitch, baby, I've been watching you. But when I'm pervin', everything be looking cute. So if you get the boot when my hangover sober, don't even trip. Get your shit out my Range Rover.
I guess to put it how the Spanish fly 90 fin. Influence your bitch to go both ways and eat her best friend. Shit, lockdown, motherfucker, don't be caring. Who riding with my dank cousin Victor Baron? Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Strong enough to start an engine line, bitch.
And that's what we do for the 1990 fin. And we out this bitch.
Out this bitch.
Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine man. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine man. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to
Man, do you know I couldn't stand that dude when he first came out? I hated E-40. Hey, Charlie, remember the first time you put that tape in? I was like, hey, man, I want to take that motherfucking tape out. You tearing up my motherfucking radio. You like, no, that's how you rap. I'm like, man, I thought the motherfucker was straight. I thought the radio was eating up the tape.
Hey, you know, back in the day, you know, radio eat the tape and they get the sound like the chipmunks. He was like, man, what the fuck? No, man, that's all me. Yeah, it's time, but it's all me.
Nah, no, we're going to be riding down Fifth Avenue right by the lure. I'm like, man, take that shit out. Just eat up my motherfucking radio. You know, back then, that's when we had them pull out. So, shit, I'm like, shit, you know, it was hard as hell to get the motherfucking, get the tape up out that motherfucker once it ate up.
Yeah, that was that 40 been true back then, still is. You know what I mean? We know about them. The new niggas know about them now. You know, all that. You know what I mean? But it's all good, though.
And what fucked me up is that, actually, I heard a young dude ask me, did he just come out with, what's his name, Big Sean? That I don't fuck with you. Motherfuckers asked me, did 40 Water just come out? I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's when the youngsters got
right,
up on it. Some of them, though.
Right, in his defense, he was like 19.
Yeah,
Lil Dude was like
up.
18 or
19. Yeah.
He's like, man, dude sound kind of cold. He got a CD out? I'm like, dude, he got a CD out? Man, I got about 20 CDs out.
Right. So how many ladies we got on the line right now?
I'm
We got one talking. Anybody else listening?
Okay. That one talking, then I guess that's our queen for the night, huh?
Yeah, she's the Sid City, what do I call her? The Sid City therapist?
I can't feel. I called her a queen and she didn't speak up, so I guess she don't feel like one.
I'm always a queen.
Okay, let me know what your title be. Because when I label you as a queen, you didn't speak up, so let me know what you be. Let Sin City know what you be. What you be about and who you be. Hey, turn the batteries off. You can't do that on phone.
Turn the batteries off.
Yeah, I hear a lot of distortion. I don't know what you're doing over there.
This ain't my battery.
That's probably me, man. I had to got some work clothes, motherfucker.
Okay. No disrespect.
Hey, Charlie.
I don't need no toys.
Oh, you know?
Hey, Charlie. I ain't made it to the studio yet, so we still working.
Oh yeah,
I ain't
in
the studio yet.
Yeah, but you know, I'm back on. She said she don't need no toys, so I guess you must got a man, or either you a hell of a motherfucker by yourself. And if you like that by yourself, then we need to get together.
I can do me real good.
I can do you real good too. You don't know Mrs. Charlie. Man, you heard about me? I could be real good too, man. Oh yeah. So, and I talk to you when the pussy in my mouth at the same damn time.
Hey, and he gonna sound just the same. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh yeah. We up in here. I mean, I'm just saying though. All to us. I mean, we trying to see what the women, you know, what y'all got on y'all mind tonight. You know, y'all kind of quiet. Well, at least you kind of quiet. Everybody else is like sneak. You know, they on some ear hustling. You know, like
hold on.
Y'all can speak y'all mind. We don't give a fuck what you say on CNC. You ain't got to hide and shit.
Hold on.
Get off mute.
We got a new caller.
Yeah,
we got a new caller, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Man, what's up, man? I don't think I'm going to be able to compete tonight. You got a bona fide shit talk on the radio with you.
Oh, shit. What's up, mister?
Hey, ain't nothing out here trying to grind, make a dime. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man.
You need to go on the studio.
Let me ask you, man. Now here's the scenario. Your ex call you. You with your new girl, right?
She say,
look here. You know, I know who you with. I'm digging. You know, I'm digging your girl that you with.
If she's down to
have a threesome, hey, I want to have one with you and your new girl.
Whoa.
Would you bring it to her or would you not say nothing?
First of all, I'm trying to imagine that even happening for me, man. I ain't got that type of look. But,
You sound like you're on the forklift.
Sound like what?
You sound like you're on the forklift.
I'm in 18-wheeler. When I back up, that's what happened. I get the beep, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So you're on the 18-wheeler, so I know you're buying all type pussy all across the world.
There you go, Ken, he's gonna start that conversation.
I'll be getting $20 blowjobs in every city.
I get around, but I don't know what I do in that situation, man. I would like to see it happen.
We just hypothetically speaking it. Nah, okay. You got a chance.
Hypothetically speaking, if I got that chance, then I ain't been able to exercise that right. Most definitely, I'm gonna do it.
Being a dude,
I'm secure with what I do for the person that I'm with to the point where I know that when I get up, they're not gonna say, "All right, you can leave." I'm down with it.
Hey, but you say, you said as being a dude, you secure. Well, as me, I'm thinking as being a nigga, you know, I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? You sure? I'm going to get mine. You're going to get it. It's all good. This Hennessy.
All right, so that. All right, now, here's my next question. Here's my next question. How do you approach your lady for it?
Hey.
Now I'm gonna start with you, Mister. How you gonna approach a woman to do that?
I guess the first step to approaching that conversation is to ask the question of if you had. What would be the type of female that you would find attractive? You know, just thinking outside the box. Now, what type of female do you look at and say, yeah, she attractive? And then go from that point on. Now, if she, you know, flat booty, big titty, and all of a sudden your girl like, well, I think girls with nice asses and, you know, blah, 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 you know, dark chocolate chick, and you just say to yourself, okay, well, this chick light skin, and she ain't got no booty, and she got C-cup dogs on titties. That ain't going to work.
Okay. So, I mean, you got to try to find some way to make it work.
Can I get my other ex? Nah, but, hey.
I don't give a damn which ex.
Hey, I'm just saying, you gave up your answer,
and you ain't getting no threesome.
Yeah. Hey,
right.
Hey, the life I live, I can't have that type of look.
Hey, what the fuck they say on Fantasy? That's right. Hey, I don't know though. You might can pull it off because I don't know who you fuck with. You know what I mean? You might can. Squeezing me, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, son, you know? Yeah, you know, hey, any bitch I fuck is gonna do the fuck I say. So, you know, it's like, yeah, like, man, shit, you know? And, you know, I don't even really talk, though. I just say, you know, why the shit woo woo.
So, wait a minute, now, Charlie, you gonna walk in the house and say, hey, shit, about to skip woo woo, and just open the door?
No, I ain't gonna say like that.
Come on now, you gotta do a little bit better than that.
Okay. I'm gonna do the full demo, because, I don't like to say too much, man, because, you know, niggas like to take your shit around with it, you know, but, you know.
Okay, well, just act like you're teaching the class today. Just act like you're teaching the seminar today.
I don't do that. I ain't got no check, so I can't go over
there. Here he go.
I mean, this Hennessy almost gone. I drank a pint. I got this half pint. If you bring another half pint, then I might be able to spit some. But at the same time, though, it's going to be like, I'm like, shit, what's happening? Shit, this bitch over here, yeah, I used to fuck with this bitch. Or I want to fuck, ain't that bitch? Huh? Shit. Matter of fact, I want you to motherfucking suck my dick, huh? Well, I'm gonna be raw though. You know, every nigga can't be raw though, because everybody can't do the same shit. I'm gonna be raw, like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna.
Man, I wouldn't even do it, but that shit ain't gonna fucking work.
It ain't gonna work. What you mean it ain't gonna work? It ain't gonna work for you.
Shit ain't gonna work.
It ain't never worked for you.
That slick talking shit you do. Yeah, you know.
You
talk my dick and you'll be like, get the
bitch
fuck out of here.
Yeah, suck my dick, bitch. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear that old cuddle me, motherfucker, ready for the world ass type shit from the 80s type shit. They want to hear real shit. Just look here. Suck my dick, bitch. I'm gonna suck that bitch. And then, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So you just gonna go in gorilla macking the shit. Like, but this was gonna happen,
oh, yeah.
This is what you gonna do.
Oh yeah. This how it is. I'm gonna suck your pussy, I'm gonna suck her pussy. You gonna suck my dick, she gonna suck my dick. I'm gonna fuck you and I'm gonna fuck her. And it's all good. Everybody bust a nut, everybody happy.
That's not like involuntary rape.
No, that's not like fun. That's not like fun to me. And he,
everybody busting up, it's all fun. You know what I mean? Shit. It's all like right. Shit.
All right. So now, all right. So hold on. That let me ask Jadeen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now I done heard the men. Now, if this was a situation you was trying to get into, how would you convince the woman to go for it?
Wait. Okay. So I'm from the woman's point of view.
Right. If you
I mean, you're the woman, you like what?
I want to have.
Oh yeah, we all.
Let's just say you want to have a threesome with me and my girl. Now I'm like,
okay.
I'm game, but my girl ain't gonna go for it. And, I mean, she ain't gonna go for it. You got to try to convince her. How would you convince her?
I mean, if you tell me like if she on the site or something like that, I'll probably try to talk to her myself and try to get her interested. Or if you tell me she be at certain places, you know, I might just show up, try to holler at her or something like that.
Jadeen, let me ask you this. Okay, I tell you where she gonna be at.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how would you even approach her?
Yeah, I've approached girls before, just like, man, you cute. You know, you cute as hell. What's going on? You know, what y'all doing? I go sit at their table. I do shit like that. I'm very friendly.
I'm going to be tonight thinking about this.
Jadeen, what's
the
sign?
You come with the pressure, though. It sounds like you're trying to take her coochie instead of Vanessa out of
it. It sounds like I'm what?
Trying to take the coochie instead of trying to finesse her out of it.
I
never heard of
female. Either you want to do it or you ain't. Shit.
Huh. I mean, I done talked to females that got it without even, you know, applying, you know, effort to the point where the girl feels like she wanted and it was her decision. You making it seem like, hey, this is what
no,
I want. This is what I
always
wanted.
That's if they like women. I mean, I don't know if
a person
likes women or not.
I got what you're saying. But you basically said, you know, that would be your approach. And I respect that.
That, I mean, that's my approach if I don't know if she likes women or not. You know what I'm saying? If I don't know the woman, then I need to test her out to see if she even down, if she even likes women. I don't know if she down with that or not.
Okay.
I hear you, little nasty. I hear you, little nasty.
So, I mean, but now think, in hindsight, think about it, Dan. I mean, that is a good approach because it's like, okay, you got to test the walls and see what she at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your answer was 100% correct.
So we say ding. I would love to hear another woman's point of view to this, though. I mean, because I would love to see it like, okay. And for what? I mean, because it's like us as dudes. Now, of course, you call us and say, well, shit. Father Time's the exception to the rule. He's the only one that wouldn't even try to do it. But
he married.
I mean.
Now, of course, if I'm the woman, then my dude just got to come to me and be like, you know, I'm
there for a time. What the fuck you mean if you're the woman? Who the fuck is you?
I'm just saying if I'm the woman that he with, I'm saying if I'm the one guy with and, you know, the ex-girlfriend call him and say, you know, I want to do a threesome. All my dude got to come to me and say, you know, hey, I found a girl. She my ex. We want to do a threesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, hey, we need a room. That's fine.
I need to hear another female. Nothing against you, Jadeen, but I don't think all females think like that.
Man, Jadeen is a real motherfucker, Mike. Straight up, man. You can't get no realer than Jadeen. We don't need no motherfucker woman online.
But I'm saying, I would love to hear another woman. I would love to hear different women points of view today. I really would.
Well, it's one sitting there listening. All she got to do is press one.
Yeah, we got something listening. All they got to do is press one.
All they got to do is press one.
Where the real women at? All the real women press one right now. All the real women press one. They like, fuck that.
I'm not answering that motherfucker.
We got
a lot of women would go with the ex. I think if you bring in a stranger, maybe. But the ex, I don't think a lot of women would go with the ex. You know, your
girl. That ex just seems like it's a little tap.
If the ex, if the ex got it once, the ex can get it again.
Yeah, but I don't think she gonna be down with that.
I'm that type of ex.
I don't look at no women as different. Whether you his ex or some stranger, it's still the same shit can happen. That's what I'm not understanding. What's the difference between an ex and another woman? Shit, the other woman might be worse than the ex.
What if she one of them exes that after the relationship didn't keep her distance?
In other words, what she's trying to say, my nigga, is why you don't want to get that other.
I mean, my whole thing is like, okay, if you say you want to use a stranger, but now you familiar with the ex is familiar with you, and your girl ain't got no problem with it. I mean, I don't see what the fuck. Shit, it seemed like that's a win-win for you.
I got
right,
a lot of.
I'm saying in that scenario, but I mean, let's be realistic, man. How many women want to see their man fucking his ex? Think about it.
Let's be realistic. How many females that's your exes that you don't like have some good pussy?
Gotcha. Now.
He can't help that one.
But that's what I'm saying. Whether it's a stranger or your ex, if they don't want to see you with your ex, they don't want to see you with another woman, period. Then they just don't want to do threesomes. You see what I'm saying? But if they don't care, if they like to see their man with a woman, it don't matter what woman it is. It don't matter if it's an ex or a stranger.
I ain't gonna lie, like at first, like this new age shit, when motherfuckers wearing skinny jeans and all that shit, man, I was like, man, I'm fucked up with the new era. But on the other side, you know, it's like, you know, it's all good, you know, because, you know, the females, they doing their thing out here now. You know what I mean? They fucking each other. Okay, we need some meat in the room. Hey, come on in. Me and my bitch, we need some meat. You feel me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You sound like one now.
Any of y'all watch that new TV show, Satisfaction?
I got friction burns on my pussy, bitch. You need to get some meat in here.
they do be going in and crossing lines on that new TV show.
I don't watch TV, so I don't know nothing about TV. But
hey, I ain't deep on the show, but every now and again I pass through the that show right there. I'm saying right there.
I only watch.
So now, in other words, what y'all saying is that these studs is finna be a thing of the past.
Oh yeah, the studs is too, because you know what? All these. I mean, I ain't gonna disrespect nobody, but all these females that's bumping pussies and shit. And getting the plastic dick, that don't motherfucker, that plastic dick don't pack heat like a real dick. You know what I mean? You need that hot sausage. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You play with plastic.
But once you feel that hot sausage again, you be like, shit, huh? Fuck that plastic, huh? Bitch, fuck you, ho. Now the bitch ain't a dyke no more. Because she never felt that hot passage.
All right, dog. Let me ask you, dog. You think you could, hey, Charlie, you think you could change the stud?
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Every time I see a kid, I want to fuck him. Huh? Because I'm going to remind you who the fuck you is. Huh? Oh, yeah. I can't wait. That's my dream, to fuck a stud. Because, bitch, I'm going to remind you who you is. You're going to be back at the beautiful line going down weed and gill and shit.
Wait a minute.
You know
I,
what I mean?
I
no more down downers. Your pants ain't going to sag no more.
I can hear the stud right now. The stud on the phone. What's that one meme? The stud on the phone. Man, that's fucked up. They didn't got your boy pregnant. It's like, what?
What a stud.
This nigga just slipped up and got your boy pregnant.
I
want to
really.
I remember that one.
Hey, hey, look, I want a stud, bitch. I want to get a man right. You know what I mean? I need me a stud. What a stud's at? Huh?
I don't know if you got nothing on here. All right, now, okay, I want to go down the line. Mister, you think you changed the stud?
I've had a stud, dude. And, I definitely didn't change her, but I gave her a reason to think outside the box. Basically, her attraction to me was tall, dark skinned cat with some locks. And she was stud chick. She was 37, had never been with a man before in her life, and for some reason was attracted to me.
And after you said never be with a man again, you should have kept that to yourself.
Huh?
You said, I'm just repeating what you said. I'm just repeating your words, my nigga. Hey, no, I ain't disrespecting you. I'm just repeating your words. You say, yeah, she was a stud, and she's still a stud. So after you, it would never be another man.
I think that just might be one of those, you know, oh well, it happened.
But the thing though about Mr. Charlie, I don't want to change you. I just want to make you realize you ain't shit without the hot sausage. You can keep fucking these bitches. Bring these bitches home, and you can bring them to the hot sausage, and we gonna all get it on. You see what I'm saying?
That wasn't the question, motherfucker.
But I'm just saying.
We're going to change this motherfucker name to Stevie J because he keeps talking about this hot sauce.
Hey, shit. Once you hit him with the hot sauce, they're going to do what you want to do. We good. Mm. With your bandana. That plastic don't get. The question was,
do you think you can make her go back? That's the question.
I already answered that. Hell yeah. I know I can. Shit. Can't a bitch fuck like me, and they can't a bitch suck pussy like me. Shit. The fuck?
All right, shit. So, time up. Do you think you could change one?
Hell yeah. I don't think so.
I would love to try. I ain't never had one before, but I would love to try, but I don't think you can. I think that's just the way, that's just how they live.
Hey, no,
I think you can, though. I mean, because here's my reason. Here's my reason to believe that you can. Because, see, I think a lot of times that men go into this the wrong way. Motherfuckers going there. If you go in that motherfucker trying to pound her or trying to just, like, I'm going to fuck the shit out you, you're going to lose every time. You're not going to beat it because it's like, okay, you doing the same shit that she try to do. But now, if you going that motherfucker and you treating her like a female, like, I mean, you bringing her sensitive side out, I think you can get her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
let me, hold on.
Let me ask you, mister. Mister, you say you've been with one, right?
Yeah.
Did you ground and pound, or did you take your time? How did you treat her?
I didn't take my time, but I was soft with her. I knew she couldn't, at 37 years old, taking a 37-year-old dude, she couldn't take no pounds.
Would you like to ask that question to a nigga that's currently fucking a dyke bitch?
Sick in him?
You heard me.
No,
right, well, now I'm gonna ask you this, since you currently fucking a dyke bitch. What's your technique, brother?
And listen, I'm gonna tell you like this here. You know what I mean? Like I told that bitch, you confused. You don't know what the fuck you did. You don't know if you gay, straight, or what. You know what I mean? If this be gay, she fuck with me. You know what I mean? And then when I don't fuck with the bitch, she gay. You know what I mean? It's like, man, I mean, Is she still dyke? Yeah, she's still fucking pussy and all that. But,
well, didn't you just say you changing back?
What?
Didn't you just say you changing back?
I change them back when they fucking with me. You could be a duck all you want to be and do all that shit you want to do, but when you fuck with me, you got this hot sausage.
Give me this hot sausage, boy. God damn.
So, I mean, what do y'all consider changing back? Because if she's still
I'm just saying the bitch I know, she fuck bitches, you know what I mean? But them bitches ain't got the hot sausage, so she always call me.
So that's all
okay with her. I thought when you said
so if she fucking you on a continuous basis. So she's fucking you on a continuous basis.
Right now on speakerphone. I could call a bitch right now on the speakerphone online.
But that don't mean that means you interest her.
No, that means I got that hot sausage
she wanted. you interest her. You didn't change her. She ain't go down the street and get
And you know what she doing? She doing what the fuck I want her to do when she fucking with me. And don't get no more clear than that. Check that.
But that ain't changing her, motherfucker. She went Look at all the player haters
coming out the court. Look at all the player haters coming out the court.
I ain't got nothing to do with no player haters.
Y'all need to hate.
Did she go from box to song?
She changing when she with me. She don't want no pussy when she with me. She want to be high five.
What you saying is,
why y'all hate?
You're an exception to the rule.
Because I don't want to do it, and this other nigga can't do it. Why y'all hating? Man.
Ain't nobody hating on you, motherfucker. You changed her, motherfucker. Did she wear a dress today?
Can I get a hand clap?
If she wore a dress, then you changed her. Fuck out of here.
Miss Queen, check them niggas, because you feel me. Check them niggas.
She's still wearing Timberlands.
She's probably she ride my dick while she's wearing them.
Still at the
barbershop. Yep, ride my dick in Timberlands with a bald head. Motherfucker lying and pressing
the
line.
Nah, man, seriously, dog. I think you misunderstood the question, man. I think when he said change. Listen, man. When he said change her, he's saying she just straight stopped being a dyke.
I understand, she went straight men.
Yeah,
she did all that. But I'm just saying, I make a bitch change for the moment when she fuck with me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, like that fuck boy on the internet. Did you deliver her? Did she get delivered?
You said what?
Like the fuck boy on the internet that run around talking about he little jump off say she got delivered after you jumped on top of her.
Got delivered.
Yeah, you know that old fat ass nigga that got there to run around talking about he got delivered. We don't like men no more. He got changed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're on a whole other subject.
It's just a
side joke in there. Okay, hold on. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back.
I've been waiting to tell you this. You are I never heard the song.
That's like his biggest hit. One of his biggest hits.
Right.
Then they get an OG pass right now. He ain't heard it.
I never heard the song before. I like it, though. I thought it was nice.
He get an OG pass. He ain't up on it, even though that shit like 10 years old.
Shit, I'm thinking more like 14 to 15.
Oh, yeah, you about right. I try to get a bit of a job. Feel that much out of place, you know?
God damn. Let me pop that whole thing.
But Cass, Father Time, we still ain't heard from the other ladies on the line. Where they at, though? Where y'all at, ladies?
Man, they there, but they not pressing one, man. So I guess they just want to listen.
But this is Sin City, though. So, you know,
hey,
if they
man,
can't
I
talk,
mean,
you know.
know, everybody got their options, man. Everybody got, you know, a lot of times you got a lot of women that's probably sitting there with they do, and so they really be like, well, I can't talk. I'm just listening.
We appreciate y'all listening, though. For real, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. As long as you're good.
We got some more shit for y'all to hear, though. Be, but y'all have to call the next show.
Hey, Cass, who was your boy that was on last Tuesday?
Who, Drew?
Yeah, your boy Drew had me rolling. I was just listening. I never did press, but Drew had me rolling.
Oh, about it. He never catch feelings.
I forgot what the topic of the conversation was. All I know is I sat in. I got on about 9:30, and I listened. Y'all ran all the way to about 10:30, Central Time.
Yeah.
Man, Drew had me rolling, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, all right, then I guess since I got you on here, Charlie, let me ask you.
What's happening?
Side thing. Have you ever called Phyllis for a side thing?
Have I ever called Phyllis for a side thing? You know, Mrs. Damn. Charlie, you know, I ain't been no better player. You know what I mean? So, hell yeah, I called some Phyllis for a side thing.
Nah, I
found a helicopter landing around this
motherfucker. I don't know, man. Your ass is great. Okay, nah, I'm not
because
my man
asked me to say. I call Phyllis for a side, bitch. Y'all did. Everybody have a
man say he say the game is, he tell you what it is right out the gate. And, you know, ain't none of that. And I mean, like
you
I told him, I said, I told
you
better man than me.
Hey, look, it's been like that off the gate all the time with me, but you know you always have that one that suck in so good, and you know what I mean. You don't mean to catch feeling, but you do. You know what I mean. But when the bitch gone, the bitch just gone. You know what I mean. Feelings go right with the bitch. You feel me?
I don't think
Fuller's going to turn now. That shit going to stay with you for a while.
I mean, yeah, when you think about the way she just goggled on that motherfucker, huh? If a bitch throw up on your dick, you'd be like, yeah, you going to think about that bitch, huh? But I'm good, though. I don't got no feelings like that for no bitch. You know what I mean? I'll give bitches away. I got hoes for sale. Nigga, you need one? Who need one? I sell bitches. They don't even know they got sold. All
right. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me talk to my man, Mr.
I sell bitches.
Mr.
They don't even know they got sold, huh?
Let me holler at my man, Mr. right quick. Now, Mr., you heard what old boy said last week. What? You ain't pressed one last week, so what's your take on it now?
I mean, say it to me. I don't feel like I'm going to catch. You can catch feelings, but I might catch some, but I ain't going to cater to them. I told you, I had a girl who did me real well, but I couldn't leave my wife more. I like her more to the point, like I said. I go on Facebook every now and again, not just to see if she got a page. Maybe I did catch a feeling, but I ain't going to lie. I wasn't going to be with her.
Damn, yeah, she has a real pussy.
What's her name? Hey, I'm hitting Google right now. Google search.
Hey, this is right here. What's her Facebook name?
She ain't got
hey,
one, dog.
No. Uh-huh.
But about every year, I go on to see if she jumped into social media, but she ain't there. Maybe
yeah,
I didn't
like
catch
nigga,
good, but I ain't rolling with it.
Yeah, you sound like you're a killer muffle about that pussy.
Nah, I ain't killing nobody about it, but I don't catch no feelings. It seems like me and you might just be on the same doggone wavelength, so when I run into a female, I let her know right off the rip. You know, I ain't interested in nothing long term. Whatever you do when you turn that corner, that's on you. What I do when I turn this corner, it's on me. As long as when we come together, we respect one another in the presence of each other, but I'm not looking for nothing long term permanent or nothing like that. Most of the
man, everything start off
they
like
say,
that.
That means from the beginning to the end, when a female once came to me and said, look, we like hanging out with each other. You stay over my crib. I stay over your crib. Look, why don't you just go ahead and let me have that title of being your girl? I was like, I think it's time for us to stop talking. She's like, damn, just like that. Exactly. I told you when we first started, there ain't going to be no feelings, and there ain't going to be no attraction, there ain't going to be no doggone, no this and that, and holding hands, and Christmas cards, and me visiting your people. Once you cross that line, it's time to dial back. It's time for us to stop hanging out with each other. I'm sorry.
Y'all motherfuckers. Okay, man. I'm going to play something
now.
I hear y'all talking. I hear motherfuckers talking, but man.
Then I'll be like, fuck it. But then if it feels good, I'm coming back.
I mean, I hear everybody talking. Man, I hear everybody this old slash, we keep it 100. But come on, man. Y'all not going to tell me ain't no motherfucker. Not one. Man, woman, whatever. Ain't no motherfucker. Y'all like, okay, this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? All right, this is just what it is. It's going to be just that. I mean, like Father Time said, yeah, it might start off like that. But come on, man. You fuck with this motherfucker on a regular every month. I mean, every day for a year straight. You're not going to sit here and say you going, oh, I can walk away in 30 seconds. Nah, that shit ain't working.
Hey, Kaz, my nigga, I had feelings for a bitch, and I really was in love with that bitch. And, you know, I did walk away from that bitch. Like, but the key is, you got to have another bitch in order to do it.
For real?
You
like
ain't
you
got
can
no
walk
other bitch.
Away from one, you can walk to another.
If you ain't got no other bitch in the cut, then you fucked up with the guy.
I'm sorry that my pimp skills ain't been honed in like you two.
What I'm saying is real shit ain't got nothing to do with pimping or no shit like that. Well, I'm just saying, if you get in a situation like that, you know what I mean? Ace in the hole, huh? Man, you do, huh? I'm just saying,
man.
If I ain't got no ace in the hole, then I'm gonna love the shit out of my bitch because I ain't got nothing else. Bitch, you all I got, bitch. I'm gonna make it right.
If you kicking it with a motherfucker 6 months, 9 months, a year, all the time, I don't give a fuck who you is.
You gonna
catch something. And you ain't gonna be able to just walk away from that shit.
And then you gonna be okay. And then you still gonna be okay with them people with other people.
Hell no.
As long as she don't bring me nothing, I'm cool.
She can be with whoever. As long as when they come together, that they respecting each other.
You think like that when it start off, but when you catch them feelings, you ain't trying to hear about her fucking somebody else. You ain't trying to hear that.
I'm busting your motherfucking forehead.
Okay, all niggas, because he ain't talking to Mr. Charlie.
You said what?
Mr. Charlie will give you a bitch. Huh?
You gonna give me one? I'm not fucking with you, dog.
You're a bitch, huh? I get all my exes. If y'all see my boots, get your pen and pad out. And I need some numbers right now. If you're in Indianapolis, I'll give you a bitch to suck a dick so good it's not like a washing machine. Anybody want it? Anybody in Indianapolis?
I'm not fucking with you.
Test Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie get down for real, man.
I ain't heard you use a first name yet.
Because. Ain't no need to.
Look here, Charles.
Mr. Charlie.
I'm not fucking with you, Charles.
No, I'm talking about all his women. Every woman he mentioned,
How many you want? I got one in Minnesota for you. Oh,
really?
Oh, Mr. Charlie. Because Mr. Charlie was a real motherfucking CIMP for real. Nationwide. You know what I mean?
Not that motherfucker you ran and left on the motherfucking corner, right? At the bus stop, right? Not her, right?
Oh,
that brother's a busted bitch. You would have left him too.
Yeah, I did hear about that one, Charlie. I did hear about you leaving the bitch on the corner.
Hell yeah, that bitch can't make no, that bitch can't do nothing. What the fuck? Where the fuck I'm supposed to leave her at? Right on the corner, bitch. Try to come up. You're in the perfect spot.
Boy, you stupid.
But it's real.
The perfect spot, huh? On the corner.
Yeah, you're in the perfect spot. You're on the corner. Come up, bitch.
Wait a minute, you just said you're on the corner, come up.
Yeah, that's where the hoes come up at, on the corner, man.
Boy, I ain't never had no pimp game, so I can't say what yay and nay on that.
Hey, you might not have no pimp game. I might not have no pimp game, but you do know your boy done sold pussy. You know. So I got witnesses. Everybody knows. Yeah. I got a bitch to sit right now. Shit. For the low lot.
Boy. Hey, wait, man. You can't, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
So everybody, I can't make no money off, I can't make no money off your shit?
No, CNCD PSA, we did not solicit nor prostitute on this show.
Mr. Charlie do, though. Huh? If you own this motherfucker and you in the Indianapolis area...
Hey, man, you gonna get us shut down, man. The FCC do listen to this. You can't talk to me on this show, man.
You got Vaseline on your left right now. Tell him, Mr.
Charlie. Charlie, you can't share no pussy on our show, man.
I'm gonna let Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie gonna get you right.
Hold it. Charlie, we're gonna get shut down tonight, man. Well, you think we got some hate mail before from... Hey, boy, if you think we got some hate mail before from that preacher, boy, he hit this one. He's really going to go crazy.
Mr. Charlie takes weed, though. Mr. Charlie takes bud. And I'm going to get you right. I'm going to see you come. You know, little Mexicana, or, you know. It's all good.
We.
She might be feeling like an upside down light bulb, but she going to get you right.
Not an upside down light bulb. God damn.
No, bro. I mean, you know, it's just a joke, bro. You all got nothing but motherfucking dimes, quarters, and nickels, and pennies.
Well, I ain't got no money.
Okay. All right. I'm broke. Yeah, I'm going to have to get something on credit.
It's all good, bro. You can be broke. Hey, look here. We work it out.
Hey, I'm going to be like, hey, you owe me $20 anyway, Charlie.
Nah. Damn, owe you $20? I thought I only owe
you that's just what I'm going to say. You owe me $20 anyway. Right.
Right. You remember that trip I took you on, man? Let me get the hook up. For free, I ain't got no money. Help brother out. Remember that half house I gave you back in 82? You know, pay me.
Plug with your Minnesota hookup, dog.
I was in Minnesota too, and I ain't even in Minnesota.
You was worldwide, huh?
No, I ain't worldwide. I'm nationwide, though.
You see, the motherfucker took a picture. He was in Canada, right here in Canada. I'm like, how the fuck did Mr. Charlie end up in Canada?
I ain't leaving the United States, though. You know what I mean?
Hey, I see he didn't walk his ass across that line neither. Like, I'm gonna tiptoe right back.
That motherfucker did not still put in Canada.
That motherfucker stood right there on that line. See,
I mean, right there, like, whoop. Fuck this, I'm right here, Canada. I ain't go across that line, though. But I made it, you know. It's all good, though. I want to go get some of that Canadian pussy. I heard them bitches get booked.
Why you go across the line?
I got three felons, man. I've been in this joint three times. I can't go across that, man. The motherfucker won't let me back.
Hey, Tom, I can hit this motherfucker down. As soon as they pull him over, what's your name? Bret Hart. Like, what?
Hey, you know, I'll never my name. I use
right, that's how I can see this motherfucker die. Who the first motherfucker I know from Canada? Bret Hart. The best they is, the best they was, and the best they ever will be. Yeah.
Hey, Kev, if you ever get a war, you know who they looking for.
Hey, motherfucker, boy.
Hey, he laughing at that, y'all. Huh? Tough all the time. Miss Queen. I don't even know what your name is, but this Miss Queen. I just renamed you. Huh? Mm-hmm. Miss Queen, huh? Janelle, you Miss Queen, huh? Damn, ain't nobody agreeing with me. Ain't nobody agreeing with me. I'm talking about everybody else. Ain't nobody else agreeing with me, so I guess they don't feel like you know Queen. Nobody feel like Queen but me.
Oh, man, come on now. Look. They ain't gonna try to do that. That baby, he trying to get. Hold on.
I'm trying to get upset on my face. What the fuck?
Okay, I know what you're trying. I kind of figured what you're trying to say, man.
I'm trying to get upset on my face, man. Shit, the name sounds like it tastes good.
Wow.
You know this is probably ain't shit.
Oh my goodness.
The motherfucker just told you he's a pimp, and then he'll say, "But I like you."
Yeah. I like you.
I'm a pimp. But I like
you.
You
ain't gonna see that pussy from 6 to 12. Just from 12 to 12. Oh, I'm the only motherfucker thought was funny? Fuck y'all.
Boy, something's really wrong with you. I'm trying to find that motherfucking soundbite for you, boy. I can't even remember the name of it.
It's
that goddamn Goldie.
Oh, yeah.
It's
on the Hennessy. We're on the Hennessy.
It's in the T's. I know that.
We're on the Hennessy over here, man. I'm drunk a pint, and I'm on a half pint, and that motherfucker, I got like a third of that bitch left. And we about to go back
all
to
right,
Hennessy.
Now, Charlie, I gotta know. Have you ever used this line?
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Have you ever used that line, Doc? Yeah, he has.
About 3-4 times off that line from... I ain't going to go no further, but yeah, hell yeah, nigga. And it wasn't in that exact format, but yeah, equaled out for that same type shit. So hell yeah, I did. Yeah. You know what I mean? Real niggas, just like artists and shit like that, they recycle. You know what I mean? I recycle that shit, and I just, you know, put it in a better format. And I think I got the threesome that night. Yeah.
And I can hear what happened next week.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I can hear you.
Hey, look. One thing, third thing to show. You know what I mean? You know. You know what I mean? I done had hoes, and I send them out there to get money and all that. But I ain't never had no fucking day-to-day business. All good. You know what I mean? Ain't no real pimp. I ain't Don Magic One or no shit. You know what I mean? I'm that pole pimp nigga that you ain't never heard about to the night. That's me. Help me blow up.
Once again, Fair City PSA. No, we do not condone solicitation or prostitution on this show nor the website.
Hit me blow up, I'm the next Don Magic Wand. You be like, I know that nigga. Help me blow up. So you be like, yeah, I help do, yeah, we, huh? What's happening? Where my hoes at? Say, ho, where y'all at? Damn, ain't no hoes on.
This motherfucker's stupid. Hey, he did not say that.
Hey, y'all holler at Cass in his inbox, goddammit, we get money.
Don't holler at Cass in his inbox for shit. LCC is not shutting me down tonight.
I got some Mexicans and shit. Hey, you know the Mexicans and shit. Hey, man, hey, look here. Fuck with us, Sin City. Yeah, I ain't Sin City for nothing, goddammit. And y'all fuck with Mr. Charlie. I'm going to just say Ronnie. Either way, you can sell that thing or you can sell that thing. It don't matter. Just give it to me.
He did not just say give it to me.
Sausage.
I'm coming with the hot sausage.
The hot sausage.
y'all is the fools.
Where you at?
All right.
That motherfucker say, where you at?
He just asked like four times, where you at? I ain't playing. God damn it, where you at?
This Hennessy talking. It ain't me, it's the Hennessy. And I had a pint, just a half pint. I'm about to get another half pint. Girl, I might eat your ass up and man, shit. I might, shit, I have to put a Band-Aid on my dick in the morning. Have you ever fucked the skin off your dick before? Hell yeah. You be like, damn, you be walking this shit. Every time your shit hits this double, brother, shit. Your pussy too wet for that. Okay. But you know, when you fuck it till it gets dry, that's what happens.
My pussy don't get dry.
Yeah, like I
need
a one shot 20 gauge.
I'm about to get that sound bite. Hot sausage.
Hey, yo, how she talks, she gonna hit with the one shot 20 gauge. Bam. Hey, that's good as a motherfucker. So you got one. Hey, look, this is
a number. He'll be back. All right, y'all. Look at man.
That motherfucker. You got my number. Shit.
We got to get up out of here, man. It's about time to end the show. All right. Hey, my man, mister.
Call me on Sunday when I got some more time to give you.
Mister, you got any last words before we get out of here?
Nah, but I'm waiting to see my updated logo on the T-shirts. Time is supposed to be putting out for me.
Oh, shit. There you go. All right, well,
give my words last.
You got any last words for you?
Y'all crazy. It was good talking with y'all. I'll be on tomorrow.
You sound like your pussy tastes good.
It do. I tasted it before, so I can say that.
Wow. Wow.
It's not like you need to fuck Mr. Charlie's face.
All right. Mr. Charlie, you got any last words for us before we get out of here?
We ain't got that much time.
Oh, shit. I got a lot of time. I don't know how much time you got. But yeah, I'm just saying, though, this is all good, Sin City. God damn it. Fuck with us.
That's what's happening. Dog, what's happening?
Man, hey, message me on the site, man. Tell me what you want, man. I'll put something together for you, mister.
Right. Cass tried to create something, but he just said he was going to go into it and try it again one more time. So I'm just patiently waiting. I ain't rushing.
I got something for you. We come up with something.
Right.
Hey, but for real, though, man, y'all nigga needs to be watching out for the motherfucking Mr. Charlie episodes. It's going to be coming soon, though. For real, man, it's going to be dick suckers. It's going to be ugly bitches and all type of shit jumping off. Y'all need to see.
Not ugly bitches.
Episodes, man. Mr. Charlie episodes coming soon to Sid City. Y'all niggas best stand too, and y'all want to check this shit out, man. It's going to be some real shit. For real.
All right, y'all. I know tonight's been one hell of a show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Everybody listening via internet. Y'all know what we do. SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up. And, you know what I'm saying? We doing the same thing tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Y'all come fuck with us tomorrow. All right?
Love everybody that didn't say nothing. Much love. Miss Queen, you be quiet. Sound like a helicopter landing. What the fuck?